Great, thanks guys. Please take a seat, everyone. Good afternoon. Good to see you. Welcome. Here we are on a bit of a damp December afternoon. Did anyone get wet going in and out of church this morning? Heavens kind of opened at one point, didn't they? Wow. Great. Well, welcome everybody. Good to have you with us this afternoon. So we'll start off as we do with some welcomes and introductions. Anybody that we need to be welcoming and introducing today? You guys are so welcome. And we're very blessed having your wonderful daughter here with us. She's great. Anybody else? Any other new faces? Kai. Not very new, but welcome back. Good. Okay. Let's make a start. And have we got lots of young people up here at the front? Good. Good. Excellent, Arthur. Okay. So if we can just go to the next slide, please. Because what season are we in? What season are many of our churches marking at the moment?
We know you know this. Shout it out.
Winter. Winter is good. Winter is a good season. We're definitely in winter. It feels like winter, doesn't it? So Nat's parents have just come from New Zealand. And what season is it in New Zealand? Summer. Excellent, because they are the opposite of us. And do you know, when you look at the water going down the plug hole, it goes the other way? It goes the other way. And if you drain water exactly on the equator, it goes straight down, then it doesn't swirl at all. And if you do it in the southern hemisphere, it goes around. I can't remember which way around it goes here. I never looked at it that closely. Very good. Very good. We're in the season of Advent. And what's the season of Advent about?
Coming.
Who's coming?
Jesus.
Yay. And Christ, yes. And why is his coming important? Someone we haven't had.
Because he's our savior.
Amen. Very good. Anything else to add?
I don't know.
So the ancient Israelites, the Jews, they had been waiting for hundreds of years for the promise of a savior. And finally, he comes. And you know, when you're waiting for something and you're waiting for something and you're waiting for something, and sometimes you don't recognize it when it arrives. And unfortunately, that's what happened with lots of the Jews when Jesus came. They didn't recognize that he was what they were waiting for. Because sometimes we think what we're waiting for is green and round and is going to be very big. And when it arrives, I don't know, it's blue and it's square and it's a bit smaller. So it's because it's not what we're expecting, we don't recognize it. And so we have to listen and pray and think and to be careful to recognize what's coming. Okay, let's move on to the next slide, please, because we're going to have a little passage here. And, okay, I'm going to read this out, and I want you guys in particular to think, where have you heard this before? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Where's that from?
Where's that from?
The Bible.
The Bible? Yes.
The Light of the World poem.
The Light of the World poem? I don't know that poem. You must tell me about that afterwards.
I don't know.
And anyone else? Anyone down here? Any thoughts? Where does that come from? Have you ever said that in your house? I think you might have. Is somebody whispering?
Lord's Day.
It's from the Lord's Day. Yes, that's right. Have you seen one of these? Celebrating the Lord's Day. These are the words we use as we start our Lord's Day ceremony. And yes, well, you said it comes from the Bible. Do you know where in the Bible? Does anyone know where? Which book does this passage come from?
In the Bible? Ah. John.
John. Okay. Do you know anything about John in the Bible?
He was Jesus' friend,
that's right. What did he eat? The Bible actually tells us what something that he ate. What did he eat?
It was maggots and honey.
Maybe that's one translation of it. I locusts, grasshoppers is what I've more usually read.
Honey and locust grasshoppers.
Honey and locust grasshoppers. Anybody fancy that? Did any of you have that for your lunch today? I like the honey bit. I'm not sure that I'm so keen on the grasshoppers bit. Okay. So, yes, carrying on, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. So John the Baptist, he was Jesus' cousin. And he was there to proclaim and tell everybody that Jesus was coming. Get ready. Okay. Do you know anybody called John? Do you know if there's anyone here in the room called John? Who do you know called John?
My dad.
Yes.
Excellent. Who else do you know called John?
My teacher.
Your teacher, very good. Do you know anybody called John? Do you know anybody called John?
Okay. Could all the Johns in the room please stand up? Okay. And there's a sneaky surprise one over here. Yeah. So JP is a John. So he's a John as well. So we got three Johns. Do you think any of these guys ate locusts and wild honey for their lunch today? I hope not. I hope not. What's that? What is locusts? Grasshoppers. It's kind of like a grasshopper. It's a bit bigger than a grasshopper. And they're probably quite crunchy, but I don't know that I want to eat one myself. Okay, let's just move on to the next slide then. And we're going to say the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. So we, by believing in Jesus, by receiving him, we get new parents. We get a new father. And God the Father becomes our father as well. We don't have to give up our earthly parents, thank goodness. So, I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a joke. There was a Bible college in a hot country somewhere in the world, and a bunch of the students were all playing football. And on the edge of the football pitch was one student who playing football wasn't for him. And in fact, he had said, every word I say is going to be a quote from the Bible. I'm only going to speak in quotes from the Bible. And then a few of the other kind of school people were all watching this football game, and all of a sudden a donkey wandered into the middle of the football pitch. And the students were very cross because he was ruining their game of football. So they all chased the donkey and shouted at him and eventually chased him away. And one of the teachers at the school thought, I'm going to ask this chap who only speaks in Bible verses and find out what he's got to say about this. So we went up to this young man and said, well, what do you think? And the young man said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. So on that silly note, we will let you young people go off for your activities now, especially this young person here who's tugging on my microphone cable. So we will say farewell to you children. Let me just say a blessing on you. Father in heaven, thank you for our children. Thank you for these young people and the life they bring to us. Bless them now in their activities. Give them joy and give them fun. Amen. Okay, you guys. I think you need to be somewhere else, you guys, not hiding up here. Don't know how long this is going to last. Okay. You got two more here. Okay. So I just want to finish off with that last little bit of scripture there. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. And in this season, this is what we're longing for. We're remembering that it has happened. Christ has come. Christ has come into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Christ will come again in the fullness of all things. And we wait in joyful expectation of what is to come. So as we come into the Lord's presence this afternoon, yeah, we're going to take a time of worship. We're going to be hearing from Arthur and from Lizzie about pastoral care, and we'll take our usual kind of time of intercessions. And we're just going to delight in being with the Lord this afternoon. I need to mention, you know, that some of us have received some unsettling emails. And just to say that as a leadership team, we'll be meeting about that and we will be responding to that. But I just invite you all just to push that to one side this afternoon, because our Lord and God is bigger than that. He is greater than that. And his call to us, his love for us, his tender and faithful mercy and compassion are bigger than that. Brothers and sisters, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Lord wants to be here with us this afternoon. So I invite you all to stand, and I will begin with a prayer, and then I'll hand over to JP and the worship team. And we've got, you know, a good half an hour just to be in the Lord's presence. And he is waiting for us. So let's pray. Lord, thank you that you hold every aspect of our lives in your hands. Thank you that you love us and your love for us is faithful and strong. Lord, thank you that you want us to meet with you this afternoon. In fact, you are here already. You are waiting for us to come to you and turn to you. And Lord, we want to respond with gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessings we've received from you in our lives. We want to give you praise and worship this afternoon, as is your due. And we want you to come amongst us and to touch our lives and continue your work of transformation in us, O Lord our God. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Heavenly Father. Come, Lord our God, amongst us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Glory be to you. Glory be to you, O King. Holy is your name.
Holy is your name.
Holy is your name.